Three MPs have sued the Ghana National Petroleum Corporation, GNPC, over its decision to contract a $700 million loan. The three are praying the court to declare the contract procuring and securing of the loan facility as unconstitutional, unlawful, null and void. The three are MP for Tafo Pankrono, Dr. Akotosei, MP for Menchia South, Dr. Matthew Pukuprempe, and MP for Ibuakwa South, Samuel Atachia. They are asking the court to declare the decision by GNPC to undertake a program of projects without prior approval of Parliament unconstitutional, null and void. They are also seeking perpetual injunction on the contraction of the loan. Samuel Atachia is one of the plaintiffs.
For good of country, I mean, here is a situation in which a statutory body wants to be a god unto itself, that in the face of the law, it can go to any length and take as much as $700 million for so-called projects that Parliament has not approved. So where is the element of value for money? Where is the element of scrutiny? And this is very, very important that the body appointed by the Constitution to scrutinize, I mean, the coffers of the state, Parliament, and cannot be ignored. That is why we've gone to court.
But the GNPC has justified the loan, saying that the PNDC Law 64, you know, mandates any state institution to go for a loan without parliamentary approval.
Well, that is thinking in antiquity, you see, because as we are talking now, GNPC derives and money from the Petroleum Revenue Management Act, and that act says that every activity and the programs of GNPC should have parliamentary approval. That is one of the things we should bear in mind. Also, we have the Constitution. The Constitution is very clear on the point that if you wanted to go for any activity which has economic implications for Ghana and is with an international body, you are required to come for parliamentary approval. So when you even look at the Petroleum Revenue Management Act and also the Constitution, you realize that GNPC cannot become an island on itself, and then they also believe that they could go into the old laws of PNDC Law 64 to ignore Parliament and go and obtain loans. So we will see which laws are superior now and which laws are latest in time. And by interpretations of law, it will become very clear that they need a parliamentary approval.